in the limelight.
As the climate crisis allows new maritime routes to be used, sooty shipping emissions accelerate ice melt and risk to ecosystems. We have prepared for you an article written by Karen McVeigh. The piece is titled Black Carbon's Threat to Arctic as Sea Routes Open Up with Global Heating. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. February of last year, gas tanker Christophe de Margerie made history by navigating the icy waters of the Northern Sea Route in mid-winter. The pioneering voyage from Jiangsu in China to a remote Arctic port in Siberia was heralded as the start of a new era that could reshape global shipping routes, cutting travel times between Europe and Asia by more than a third. It has been made possible by the climate crisis. Shrinking polar ice has allowed shipping traffic in the Arctic to rise 25% between 2013 and 2019, and the growth is expected to continue. But Arctic shipping is not only made possible by the climate crisis, it is adding to it as well. More ships mean a rise in exhaust fumes, which is accelerating ice melt in this sensitive region due to a complex phenomena involving black carbon, an air pollutant formed by the incomplete combustion of fossil fuels. When black carbon or soot lands on snow and ice, it dramatically speeds up ice melting. Dark snow and ice, by absorbing more energy, melts far faster than heat-reflecting white snow, creating a vicious circle of faster warming. Environmentalists have warned that the Arctic, which is warming four times faster than the global average, has seen an 85% rise in black carbon from ships between 2015 and 2019, mainly because of the increase in oil tankers and bulk carriers. The particles, which exacerbate respiratory and cardiovascular illness in towns, are short-term but potent climate agents. According to one estimate, they represent more than 20% of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions from ships. Yet, unlike other transport sectors, including road, rail and inland waterways, where air quality standards curb emissions, no regulations exist for shipping. Last November, the International Maritime Organization, IMO, adopted a resolution on the use of cleaner fuels in the Arctic to reduce black carbon, but left it as a voluntary move. Recently, the International Maritime Organization, IMO, was once again in the spotlight. A coalition of environmental groups warned a meeting of its Pollution Prevention and Response Subcommittee that its resolution did too little to tackle the Arctic's climate crisis. They submitted a paper calling on governments to agree mandatory regulations to slash shipping emissions of black carbon in the region. Dr. Lucy Gilliam, Senior Shipping Policy Officer of Seas at Risk, said, "We're hitting this cascading tipping point for the climate. With the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, we're seeing again why we need to do something about black carbon urgently." Recently, scientists from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, warned it was now or never for action to stave off climate breakdown. They concluded that the international community was underperforming on climate commitments, but singled out the shipping sector and the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for particular criticism. According to a report by the shipbrokers Simpson Spence Young, the pollution from the global shipping increased by 4.9% in 2021. Dr. Sean Pryor, lead advisor to the Clean Arctic Alliance, a coalition of 21 non-profit groups lobbying governments to protect Arctic wildlife and people, said, "International Maritime Organization member states must agree on ambitious and urgent global action to dramatically reduce ship-source black carbon emissions this decade in order to mitigate the climate crisis in the Arctic." Dr. Sean Pryor urged states and regions to do their part by acting immediately to cut black carbon emissions from ships. The Alliance said if all shipping using heavy fuel oil in the Arctic switched to cleaner distillate fuel, it would cut their black carbon emissions by 44%. Heavy fuel oil, or bunker fuel, is a vicious low-grade cheap oil contaminated with substances including nitrogen and sulfur, which make it more polluting than distillate fuel. If all ships also installed diesel particulate filters, which reduce emissions by capturing and storing soot, black carbon could be cut by a further 90%. However, others argue that the International Maritime Organization's 2021 ban on heavy fuel oil in the Arctic, a move aimed at reducing the risk of spillage and expected to come into effect in 2029, will see a reduction in black carbon emissions. Paul Blumerus, director of Clear Seas, Centre for Responsible Marine Shipping, an independent research institute in Canada funded by industry and government, said, "The tide is swimming in the same direction already. Many Canadian flagships are moving towards distillate fuels ahead of the International Maritime Organization's ban, which will have the added effect of reducing black carbon emissions." Paul Blumerus said, "You could argue that the International Maritime Organization only has a certain amount of bandwidth and we should concentrate on decarbonization and how to get to net zero emissions by 2050. He also noted the major role that the developed countries played in Arctic shipping. Paul Blumerus said, "Whether they would abide by the International Maritime Organization's regulation is anyone's guess in the current circumstances. The shipping industry accounts for almost 3% of anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions. Merchant ships, which carry about 90% of all globally traded goods, burn approximately 300 million tons of dirty fossil fuels annually."